On January 3, 1992, a meeting of Russian and American scholars took place in the auditorium of a government building in Moscow. 2 weeks earlier, the Soviet Union had ceased to exist and the Russian Federation had become an independent country. As a result, the statue of Lenin, which previously graced the stage of the auditorium, had disappeared, and instead, the flag of the Russian Federation was now displayed on the front wall. The only problem, one American observed, was that the flag had been hung upside down. After this was pointed out to the Russian hosts, they quickly and quietly corrected the error during the first intermission. The years after the Cold War witnessed the beginnings of dramatic changes in people's identities and the symbols of those identities. Global politics began to be reconfigured along cultural lines. Upside-down flags were a sign of the transition, but more and more the flags are flying high and true, and Russians and other peoples are mobilizing and marching behind these and other symbols of their new cultural identities. On April 18, 1994, 2,000 people rallied in Sarajevo waving the flags of Saudi Arabia and Turkey. By flying those banners instead of UN, NATO, or American flags, these Sarajevans identified themselves with their fellow Muslims and told the world who were their real and not-so-real friends. On October 16, 1994, in Los Angeles, 70,000 people marched beneath a sea of Mexican flags, protesting Proposition 187, a referendum measure which would deny many state benefits to illegal immigrants and their children. Why are they walking down the street with a Mexican flag and demanding that this country give them a free education? Observers asked.